As Columbus Day approaches, here we go again. Rockaway Township School Board officials were criticized this past Tuesday after a motion to reinstate Columbus Day on the school calendar failed to pass. At residents, local Italian-American activists attended the Rockaway Township Board of Ed meeting, spoke in support of the motion. We see board members renamed the day Indigenous Peoples Day after a board vote that was in last December. Board members were split on the decision to either reinstate Columbus Day or have both on one day, leading to the motion's failure to pass. The reason why it was a split vote, by the way, was because one board member didn't attend the meeting. No idea about how the vote would have fallen if that member had been present. Now, this isn't the first time a local school board in New Jersey has caught heat from people for doing this. In June, hundreds of Randolph residents and others, angered by the removal of Columbus Day, urged their Board of Education to reverse its course and return to its original school calendar, complete with a day marked off for Columbus Day. Maria Riccopiero, who's a history teacher from Randolph, attended the Rockaway meeting this past week, said she spent her summer researching the true history of Columbus and his explorations. She offered to host an absolutely free workshop, share her findings with the board. She said, I did a comparison of Howard Zinn's A People's History, which Mr. Zinn's called a historian, but a historian with a bias some counter with. Going back to Maria here in the actual journals, I can't even tell you how long it took just to get me through the first two pages. Board members really didn't offer any insight into their support for the previous decision to remove Columbus Day. They apparently chose to make their ruling out of either an imagined offense or maybe even just outright ignorance. Here's a talk I had with Andre Domeno from the Italian-American One Voice Coalition about the actual historical facts about Christopher Columbus and how all these attacks against him are, well, to say the least, misguided.